Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If I just kind of take a major step back and we look at this from a really broad perspective, the aim of yoga therapy is to help reduce suffering through the process of educating and empowering clients to take an active role in their own health. Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and I am so excited to bring you kind of a new series, I guess we could call it, for this next quarter. I've mentioned before about wanting to come in with more bonus episodes a little bit more often and wanting to answer your questions, especially questions around yoga and meditation and self-care and journaling and any questions that you kind of have around this idea and the various aspects of yoga and our yoga practices and the ways that we can make them look. And I just, to be frank, haven't fully committed or figured out the way in which I thought I wanted this to look. And so I've come in with a question to answer here and there. I've done some bonus episodes. I've had people on the podcast as bonuses. And I think I've finally settled on how I want these bonus episodes to look, at least for the time being. So for this next quarter, we are going to do these little Q&A bonus episodes. And I'm committing to this for one quarter, so 3 months, so I can, one, see how it lands, see what you guys think, and also so I can figure out if this is something that's sustainable with my own schedule. And so the way that this is going to work is, so right now you get guided meditations every other week. And on those opposing weeks, there is nothing that comes out on the podcast. If you follow me on YouTube, which for the record, you can find at Katie Arnold Yoga on YouTube. But on those alternating weeks, you get a physical yoga practice. And so what I am going to do on those altering weeks when there's not a guided meditation that comes out on the podcast is I'm going to answer one of your questions. I'm going to answer a few questions that I have come up with that I feel like I get a lot from people or are pretty common questions. But I also want to open the floor. So if there are questions that you specifically have that you would like me to address in a future bonus podcast episode like this one, I am leaving a link in the show notes in the description for this podcast episode to a form where you can put in your questions. And you can submit as many questions as you would like. Just complete the form with each question that you have, so that way I can just better manage the flow of questions that come in. And I might very well answer your question on a future podcast episode. So the link for that is in the show notes. But today's question is, what is yoga therapy? So I have mentioned on the podcast a few times before that for the last year or so, I have been in the process of studying yoga therapy. Now, this is a large undertaking. This is a multi-year training process that I have been a part of. And for the last year, I've been going through the foundations part of my program. And I am so excited because I'm finally at the point that I can start working with clients and I can start kind of building my case studies and really getting my hands into the work and helping people with these practices that I've been learning so much about already. And so I thought it was the perfect time for me to come in and actually kind of answer the question, what is yoga therapy? And is this something that you might be interested in exploring for your own needs? And so if I just kind of take a major step back and we look at this from a really broad perspective, the aim of yoga therapy is to help reduce suffering through the process of educating and empowering clients to take an active role in their own health. And we do this through the wide range of tools that yoga offers us. And so there are frameworks that we follow from yoga and also like Ayurvedic traditions. And then we also still bring in research from Western medicine and the perspective of clients to then help them with their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. It's a very well-rounded approach, I would say. And so one thing that I will say as a yoga therapist is we never do any kind of diagnosis. So we are very mindful of what our role is, and we are not going to be the person that is going to diagnose somebody with a condition. We are also not putting a negative tone out there of taking a Western approach. From my perspective of what we do within yoga therapy is actually a way to bring a more natural approach to what we're doing. And if you are taking a Western approach, the hope is that actually what we're doing is helping you get better quicker. And maybe that means you get to a point if you're on some kind of medication that you can reduce your medication, and maybe not. And that's okay too. The hope here is that we can use both the techniques of yoga, like asana, our physical postures, pranayama, which is breath work, doing chanting, philosophy conversations, or just like point of view, meditation, yoga nidra, and then also taking the therapeutic applications of these techniques to help you start to feel better. So yoga therapy is something that is very much tailored to the individual. And this is especially true with the program that I have been going through. So while we can see a lot of similarities in how we work with various conditions, it is not a steadfast prescription. So if someone comes to me, or if I have rather two people come to me with anxiety, they might have really similar programs that they're following, but I am taking individual feedback from each of those people, and then their programs might start to differ from there and end up looking quite different from one another. And so we really work with the feedback that we receive from our clients to make those adjustments. So if I give you a breathwork practice and your feedback to me is that it's not really feeling good in your body. It's not sitting well. It's causing anxiety when that is something I am trying to avoid with you. I mean, the hope is in general, I'm not doing anything that's going to cause anxiety. So if you were like, you know what, this breath work is giving me anxiety, we're going to start making changes. We're going to start adjusting things. And that's something that we get to do on an individual one-on-one basis. So when we talk about suffering, and this being the aim is for us to reduce suffering within the individual, suffering can show up for each of us a little bit differently. So some of the ways or some of the things that people might come to us looking for support with is depression. It could be anxiety. It could be other mental health conditions. It could be grief. It could be trauma, PTSD. It could be cancer, autoimmune disease, eating disorders. It could be chronic pain. The condition in which someone is coming to seek yoga therapy doesn't matter as much because of the way that we take these approaches to really tailor to the individual. So like I said, this is nothing where you are going to come to me and you're going to be telling me I have X, Y, Z and what is wrong with me. That is not going to be my place to tell you what that thing is. But you could come to me and say, I've been diagnosed with, you know, lupus and I'm doing this with my doctor, but what do you think we can do from a more holistic yoga therapy perspective to help support what I'm already doing from a Western medicine front? Or what are some things that we could try here before I dive deeper into some of these other things for my anxiety? So knowing that we get to take a little bit different of an approach. So I'm really excited. I hope that made sense. Of course, this is a conversation. If you guys have more questions on yoga therapy, on what this is looking like, feel free to fill out that form and let me know what your questions are with this yoga therapy. But I do also want to share that I am at the point now where I am taking case studies and I am able to work with you on an individual basis with whatever you're suffering with, whatever is something that you are looking for support in. And so if this is something that you are interested in us meeting on and seeing if it would be a good fit, then I'm also going to leave a link in the show notes for an intake form so I can get a little bit more information from you. And I want you to know also that with all of my case studies, I have the support of my team of teachers behind me. So if there are things that I don't know, because I am still a student, I am still a yoga therapist in training, I am still learning, I have the full support of my teachers behind me. Your identity stays anonymous with my teachers, but I get to go to them with questions, with the program that I am thinking of for you, and then they can help me tailor it and make sure that I am giving you the best program possible. So if this is something that you're interested in, then what I need from you is, one, something that you are wanting to work on, something that you are working through, something that is causing suffering within yourself that you are looking for support in. That's first and foremost. And then from there, it's a willingness to try some things that may be a little bit different than what you're used to. So if you are, you know, not used to meditation, or you're not used to chanting, to have a little bit of willingness to try these practices and then provide feedback is something that would be great. And also the commitment of time and commitment to your practices. I can't do the work for you. to help pull you out of whatever space that you're in. I can give you the practices, I can give you the tools, I can give you the support, but you do also have to have that commitment to yourself and to your practices. And then I need the honest feedback on how you're feeling. So that way, if something in the practices that I'm giving you, something in the program that I'm giving you is not working for you, I need to know that so I can adjust your program. And so if this is something that you'd be interested in, if this is something that you want to have the conversation to see if yoga therapy would be good for you, then fill out that intake form in the show notes, connect with me, we'll have a conversation, we'll figure out if it is a good fit. And of course, as I wrap this up, it is really my goal to keep these bonus episodes short and digestible to answer your questions as efficiently as I can, because I know that personally, I always love when the podcasts that I listen to can get me in and out really quick, can give me the information that I need and that I'm looking for, and is not full of a bunch of filler. And so that is my hope for you guys with these episodes, that you feel like these are not episodes just filled with nonsense or filled with things just to make more time go by. So make sure you leave your questions in the form. Let me know what you want to learn more about. And if you have questions on yoga therapy, if you are interested in working with me from a yoga therapeutic perspective, definitely fill out the intake form. Thank you all so much for joining me. I will see you back here for your next Soul Connection practice.